There is another reason to keep an eye on Boeing, which employs tens of thousands in the St. Louis region. You've heard about the quality problems, the labor issues on the commercial side of Boeing's business, but now the CEO is sounding alarm bells about the defense side of Boeing, which is in large part, as we know, centered around the St. Louis metro. Richard Abulafia is the managing director at Aerodynamic Advisory, joins us now on KMOX. Thank you so much for being with us, Richard.
It's my pleasure. Thank you.
How do you characterize Boeing's finances right now?
Pretty awful. They're about $45 billion in net debt, and they've decided to bring on another $10 billion in debt, and also announced that they're going to be offering up to, but not necessarily all the way, to another $25 billion in stock offerings, equity. So given these circumstances and the fact that they're big money earner, the 737 line is shut down right now because of this labor dispute, things are pretty awful.
What does it mean to sell new shares in the company?
Well, you know, obviously you're diluting the value of the existing shares, but you are bringing in more, money to ride out the strike and whatever else. So it's not ideal, but it's probably a better idea than taking on even more debt.
I think St. Louisans have felt secure when they've heard about the strike, the commercial problems, thinking, well, we've got the defense side here, and that's solid. But what did the new CEO, Kelly Ortberg, say recently? I think it was an SEC filing about the defense, space, and security side.
Yeah, there are a couple of big problems. One is that they had signed a couple of money-losing fixed-price contracts back a few years ago, and for whatever reason, those continue to produce losses, which are completely on a different scale than any other defense company. I mean, they're losing billions of dollars on some key programs. And on top of that, it's pretty clear that some of those losses are because of inadequate resources, like people. And now, for reasons unknown only to management, they've decided to let go of more people, implying fewer resources to make those defense problems good. So it's all a bit of a head-scratcher, I'm afraid.
Now, it looks like two of the programs that are financially in trouble right now, the T-7A Red Hawk flight training system and the MQ-25 Stingray refueling drone, both of those are St. Louis metro area products.
Yeah, the T-7 is the more serious problem, and everyone kind of knew this moment would be happening. You know, the original program, the TX competition for the next generation Air Force jet trainer, was generally said to cost about 15 or 16, and Boeing's bid was below 10, and they had all kinds of reasons why that shouldn't be a disaster, but sure enough, it's kind of disastrous in terms of the resulting losses.
Then looking forward, we've had a lot in the news. Local officials have been really boosting plans for an almost $2 billion new manufacturing plant at Boeing's Lambert Airport complex, billing that as the future of manufacturing in St. Louis. It's believed that that would be for a potential new Air Force fighter. But what's the latest word on that project?
Well, you know, there is the Next Generation Air Dominance program at the Air Force, and that's actually kind of a broader complex of things, including a fighter aircraft, but also weapons and drones. We don't really know what this factory is specifically designed to do. It could be part of the fighter. It could be, say, a collaborative combat aircraft, a drone, or something like that. Either way, that program's been slowing because the general expectation is that fighter is going to cost three times as much as any other previous fighter. So there's a lot of uncertainty about it. There is a good chance, though, that it is not the fighter, that it is something else, in which case, yeah, there's still some future prospects here. But it's, you know, frankly, it's not something that's going to bring in a whole lot of revenue in the short term. It's something that's kind of still in development now.
Yeah, the company has been coy about saying what that new manufacturing complex here would be for.
Yeah, that's right. Meanwhile, you know, I mean, the one really good, solid program they've got is the F-15 fighter jet. The problem is that, again, the lack of resources, they've been having a real problem making deliveries, even though there's good orders from both the U.S. Air Force and from Israel, and probably additional customers, too, in the works. But executing on that has been a real challenge. And, of course, if you don't deliver jets, you don't bring in money.
And on the point of execution, you mentioned this earlier, but I'd like to hear more about, first of all, the job cuts, if those are going to be centered around commercial, or if defense in St. Louis could be touched. And your point about brain drain and the return to profitability, selling more products, building better products, and the need for not just warm bodies, but people who've done it before, who are the best, you know, at the field, to be able to bring it to fruition.
There are so many things wrong with this picture, right? I mean, you know, this is an industry based on talent, and they've had a real problem with having adequate levels of talent. And whether it's the commercial side or the military side, demand is ramping up, not down. So the idea of firing 10% makes no sense to me. You know, if there was a lot of fat in the system, sure, but I don't think many people would define Boeing as a company that's got a real problem with fat. You know, this is a company that fired their strategy department, for gosh sakes. So I'm a little concerned, especially since the broader defense industry is ramping up and eager for these people. And unfortunately, a lot of Boeing workers, I suspect, are going to say, well, I'd rather not be fired, thank you. And gee, I've got offers from, I'll take your pick, Lockheed Martin, Northrop Grumman, Bell Helicopter, RTX, GE, whoever. I think I'll get my resume on the street. So there's a real issue here of brain drain.
And what do you make of the move of Boeing headquarters to D.C. to kind of be in the shadow of either those writing the checks for the BDS side or those who are approving the aircraft on the commercial side? But then also the move of the new CEO to buy a house in the Seattle area. Should they have just put the headquarters in Seattle so that the office workers would have more direct oversight over the actual products itself?
Yeah, you know, the one thing that Kelly Ortberg has done that I certainly think is solid is moving to Seattle, basically going where the trouble is and where the potential is, because there's, you know, the greatest disparity between production and demand with commercial jets. People want those jets, and that's a lot of money, and it's all, you know, profitable. So I think it's admirable that he's going where the trouble is. I think there's a very strong argument for moving the headquarters there. Frankly, I think there's a strong argument for moving the headquarters anywhere that the company has an engineering and manufacturing presence. You know, go to where people are actually doing the work.
And it sounds like those two centers are St. Louis and Seattle.
Yeah, that's the bulk of it. I mean, obviously, there are big presences in Southern California and Philadelphia and many other places. But, you know, historically, the big center of gravity has been the Puget Sound area in Washington State, followed by St. Louis.
Especially given the McDonnell Douglas legacy, do you think St. Louis boosters should be getting on a plane to go talk to Mr. Ortberg and say, we've got a pitch, move the headquarters here?
Well, you know, to be fair, the potential in terms of bringing in revenue for the company is going to be Seattle. And of course, Boeing Company itself was once headquarters in Seattle. And there's a real feeling that it had abandoned its roots a couple decades ago. And that was the source of all of its problems. So even though St. Louis has a very credible claim to be the second center of aircraft production for Boeing, it's going to be way in line behind the Seattle area.
Richard Abulafia, the Managing Director at Aerodynamic Advisory, thank you so much for being with us on KMOX.
Thanks so much for including me in the conversation.